March 31st, Franklin Graham.
Welcome to 365 Christian Men, where every day we aim to inspire and encourage with real-life stories about men.
Franklin, the son of American evangelist Billy Graham, is a well-known evangelist, missionary, and author. He serves as president and CEO of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association and of Samaritan's Purse, an international Christian relief organization. Franklin has conducted evangelistic festivals, formerly called crusades, across the U.S. and in 49 other countries. He meets with world leaders and encourages people to engage in civic opportunities in their own locales. His own heart is with people affected by war, poverty, and natural disasters. He says, "I have been called to the slums of the streets and the ditches of the world." On this date, in 2019, Franklin's organization, Samaritan's Purse, finished their 7th annual Operation Heal Our Patriots, a retreat held at an Alaskan wilderness lodge and designed to minister spiritually, emotionally, and physically to wounded veterans and their spouses. Here's today's story. The fight for identity is real. Be your own man. Franklin Graham wanted to create his own path through life, aside from his famous father, and therefore, aside from Jesus. He was a mischievous boy, but that turned into pure rebellion, and he enjoyed testing the limits. "My mother was going to insist that I got up in time to get to school at a proper time," Graham said. "So I started locking my door so she couldn't come in, and she started sliding firecrackers under the door. And with the rebellion came consequences. Instead of getting my esteem from achieving within the system, I got my thrills and identity from challenging the system," Graham said. This behavior led him to be expelled from high school and kicked out of college. His childish defiance had turned into a lifestyle that was a far cry from his dad's reputation as a global gospel preacher. Growing up in a faith-filled house, Franklin had always believed God existed. He just wanted to run his own life. He thought that drinking heavily, smoking, and anything else that brought him pleasure would be much more fulfilling. But the further he ran, the emptier he felt. "I realized for the first time that sin had control over my life. Franklin Graham was not in charge, but sin was, and there was absolutely nothing I could do in my own power to overcome it." But on his birthday in 1974, he had just finished a trip to Switzerland with his father when his dad set him down, looked him in the eye, and said, "I want you to know that your mother and I sense there is a struggle for the soul of your life. And there is no halfway. Either you're going to have to accept Jesus Christ and what he says and obey him and follow him, or you'll have to reject him. There is no middle ground." Those few words stuck with 22-year-old Franklin as he traveled across Europe, bottle of scotch in hand, his mind replaying the conversation with his father over and over again. He was running hard from the one thing he knew that could bring him back to the man he was made to be. Well, a few weeks later, one night in Jerusalem, instead of his normal nightly routine at the bars, Franklin stayed in his hotel room reading through the Gospel of John. "When I came to the third chapter, I read not only that Jesus told Nicodemus he had to be born again, but I also grasped that Franklin Graham had to be born again as well." That night, Franklin found what he was so desperately searching for: belonging and rest. His days of running were over. That one conversation had changed his life forever. "I was sick and tired of being sick and tired. My years of running and rebellion had ended. It was finished." Franklin Graham had found the freedom of God that is found only in the gospel. The Apostle Paul talks about this freedom in 2 Corinthians 3:17, which says, "For the Lord is spirit, and where the spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom." When somebody challenges you with the truth, especially someone close to you, are you willing to listen and accept it? The fight for identity is real. Be your own man.
Has there ever been a time in your life, man, where maybe you just don't feel like you measure up, always in second place, kind of running behind? I got to think in the law of large numbers, with this reach now of 365 Christian men all over the world, that's probably the case in many hundreds of thousands of men that are watching this podcast. My name is Russell. I come to you from Denver, Colorado, and it is March 31st, and we just heard the story of Franklin Graham. And I have to think that he might have felt that way. You know, his dad being Billy Graham, an incredible evangelist who traveled the world, was well known. And those are big shoes to fill. There's no doubt about that. But what I love about this story more than anything is Franklin Graham decided that he is going to listen and take the wisdom of God's word to move things forward. And he recognized all of the challenges that are going on in the world. You know, you think about floods and war and immigration and poverty and all of these things. And he said, you know, I'm going to step in and I'm going to lead this mission. And he started the Samaritan's Purse. And as I took a look at this video and watched it a couple of times, I remember seeing something in my basement that I have, and it's going to be ready for Christmas. And it is the Samaritan's Purse box, which will go out to hundreds of thousands, if not millions of kids and families throughout this world, because Franklin Graham decided to listen to God's word and move things forward and become a leader and not a follower. So my advice to you today, if you feel like you're following and not being in the lead, lean on God's word and have God take you to the next level so you can lead like you've never led before. Have a great day.